the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. We welcome back my congressman, Mark Pocan. Mark, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Well, Mark, it's been far too long, and, you know, I missaw the calendar. I thought you were coming tomorrow, but, you know, it's always great when the guest is prompt. That's like Vince Lombardi time, right, Mark?
Yeah, we try. It's been a little bit busy. We've got a number of hearings still this week because this is my appropriation season. So I watch it pretty close, but glad to be here today.
Well, it's good to hear you're still working, Congressman, because my impression is the Biden legislative agenda is somewhat stalled, sir. Mark, will anything else pass between now and the midterms of any import or significance, you know, to move the needle for the American people?
I mean, technically, we are supposed to have the budget done by September 30th. I'm not sure if that's happened since I've been here in Congress, but, you know, there's always the hope. We try to get the bills done. That's why my season now to the end of July is pretty busy. But the Senate seems to have a little different calendar, even though it's still the September 30th deadline. But we'll get other things done. I mean, there's a major bill to help us get more things produced in the United States that are essential, from healthcare to computer chips. That there's a bill passed out of both houses on conference committee, but that will, I'm quite sure, get signed into law and be major legislation. We just passed a postal reform bill guaranteeing 6-day delivery for people. Didn't get much notice, but it's one of the things that people contact us about the most. You want to make sure they've got their postal delivery service. So, you know, we've been doing things. We'll still get some things done, but it definitely slows down the closer you get to November.
Well, Mark, I hope the inflation rate slowed down a bit. And obviously, it's been an issue that they're clubbing Joe Biden with. They're going to club the Democratic Party. It's a midterm election year. Mark, not a lot the president can do to impact oil prices relative to the fact that it strikes me, sir, that the oil companies are using the excuse of inflation to do some gouging. Mark, is there a legislative remedy? I've heard windfall profits taxes, but of course, I don't think there's at least not the senatorial support to get anything of that sort through.
And that's the point. There's not a realistic legislative remedy because I doubt Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and probably some others would allow that to happen. But there absolutely are some remedies, which is, one, the White House could bring an oil executive in front of the public and flog him, even if it's verbally, because we have recordings of oil executives saying that instead of increasing oil production, that they've been maximizing shareholder returns, right? So we know that they've been ripping us off in doing this, and therefore the president, who has the biggest bully pulpit, should go after them far more aggressively. I mean, we still give corporate subsidies to oil companies with record profits, and I don't see Congress stopping that because, again, some members in some districts, who employs people and are their voters. So it's always hard to really go after an industry that's clearly, taking advantage of consumers and probably has too many monopoly advantages that we should be going after. But I think, you know, the best way to do it is to have the president go after him through his agencies, go after them publicly. But we really do need the president to do that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Congressman Mark Pocan joining us on the phone. Mark, always a pleasure to speak with you. You know, and I understand the Republicans' position. I mean, no one wants to pay a lot of money for gas. My wife texted me today. She paid $80 to fill up the tank. She hardly drives. So, I we're all feeling that particular pain. But it strikes me as a little ironic that, you know, the free market capitalist Republican types are jumping on, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats for, quote-unquote, inflation. When, you know, what exactly would a president do? Do they want to get involved even more so in the free market capitalism? Isn't this what they want, Mark?
I mean, this is pure hypocrisy, right? I mean, you know, is Joe Biden responsible for the European Union inflation, for inflation in other countries who all are experiencing it as we're opening out of COVID? I mean, it really, you can say that and you're kind of done with the whole argument they have, but, you know, people are upset when they're spending more on gas and on meat and other things in the grocery store. And that's what they're feeling, and that absolutely has a big influence on perhaps how they're going to vote. But the good news is one of my colleagues said he did a focus group, and he's in a swing district. And when he asked voters about inflation, they knew it was companies that were largely price gouging and taking advantage of things because they're having record profits. So the good news is, again, people are probably way smarter than politicians, certainly Republican politicians. And because of that, we're in a better place. It's still a tough conversation. You know, people have a COVID hangover, and inflation is absolutely part of that hangover. But, you know, now I think with things like Roe versus Wade, you know, we saw that move into first place with the economy because people don't want to lose their personal freedoms about making decisions about their bodies. And, you know, certainly we know that that risk with the Republicans.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, Mark Polkan, my congressman of Wisconsin's 2nd CD. Well, Mark, you alluded to the Roe v. Wade. We've seen this. The sneak preview, if you will, the leaked decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade. And it's obviously not just precedent shattering. It's very partisan and it's going to be very unpopular. But Mark, is it a galvanizing issue? Will it do more than engage the activist base that was already going to vote on the right or the left anyway, sir? Does it engage the middle, Mark?
Yeah, I'll say the fact that it tied with the economy for the number one issue. And when you look at where the polling falls on this, I mean, you know, people are pro-choice and people want to be able to make decisions about their own bodies. And since the majority of the population is female, I think it's going to have a big factor in the elections. Also, you know, I got calls immediately from people saying, you know, what about marriage equality? It was mentioned in that leaked memo. They're afraid they're going to lose the marriage that they have. Birth control is even at risk when you start going down the arguments that they put forward. And I think there's a very small number of people who think that birth control shouldn't be out there. So when you look at where they will go and where they will grab, I think that is going to really make people realize that despite, you know, being upset about inflation and probably realizing that it's not any one president or any elected official's reason why we have inflation, they are going to know that it is up to certain politicians who are going after things like your decision to make your ability to make decisions about your body.
Mark, your congressional colleague, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said, well, you know, if this rolls back, abortion's going to be a little messy, but people will still be able to drive down to Illinois and get them. But right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Mark, if the Roe v. Wade is overturned, we revert back to the law in the book, which is an 1849 law to my memory, with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother, if I recall. Well, I look at the Republicans running for governor, Mark, and I look at the gerrymandered legislative advantages for the Republicans in this state. There's not going to be any legislative will to change state law to codify Roe v. Wade. So, Mark, if this doesn't come down from a federal level, effectively, abortion is going to be illegal in the state of Wisconsin, and your best hope is to catch the greyhound to Illinois, according to Ron Johnson.
Yeah, again, one more reason why Ron Johnson is completely out of touch with reality. I thought when they had the Republican convention this weekend in Dane County, bringing Ron Johnson to Dane County was be like bringing me to Pluto. It just doesn't have a lot to do with where the values are. And this guy's an extremist in every single area. The bottom line is, if we go back to 1849 law, that's law pre the end of slavery. That's the year the first telegram was received in Wisconsin. I think we used to tax vehicles that were pulled by one horse, 6.5 cents, and if you had two horses, 10 cents in 1849. That's not a law we should have in 2022. And the fact that that would be the preferred position of most, I believe, if not all of the Republican candidates for governor, as well as the Republican gerrymandered legislature, that tells you that is the end result if Roe versus Wade gets turned over in Wisconsin.
Congressman Mark Polkan, other states are jumping on this. Oklahoma apparently passed a bill that would ban abortions from the stage of fertilization. I mean, two cells meeting. And this is not about, you know, the baby feeling pain or fingers or things like that. And my impression, Mark, is this is ultimately purely a religious movement by the right. Do you agree with that assessment? And if so, how do you counter that?
Religious and political, right? I mean, they know this moves a part of the base, so this is the position they've taken. Yes, it comes from that base, but it's also something that they opportunistically use because they don't care enough about women to actually stand up for them. So, you know, it will motivate a portion of their base, but I think far more people, including independents and many Republicans. I had a Republican tell me literally as I flew in that they were going to vote for Tony Evers, even though they're a Republican, because they know he has the ability to veto these bad laws. And I don't think, you know, while they're all trying to appeal to Donald Trump and the most extreme elements of their base in these primaries, they realize that they're turning off a lot of other voters with really extremist rhetoric like they're giving.
Mark Polkad, let me ask you. The January 6th committee is about to roll out some public hearings. And I realize you don't sit on the J6 committee, but Mark, you've got to be at least an interested bystander. Do you think they can make the case to the American people? It's going to be January 9th and I believe the 13th, the 15th, the 16th, the 21st and the 23rd, Mark, something like that. The American people, do you think they will, A, pay attention, and B, do you think they're already entrenched in their beliefs? Either you believe Ron Johnson, they're just casual tourists that run amok at the U.S. Capitol, or you believe, like I do, that this was an insurrection against the vice president, against democracy, and against the nonviolent turnover of power in our nation. Mark, do you think the American people will be convinced?
Yeah, you know, I think that there are some people who will never listen to reason on this because, again, where they get their news and what they want to believe, it sits with their belief system. But for many, many people, when they see all the information and hear from the witnesses and hear things that none of us, including myself, has heard. I was talking to Jamie Raskin a little yesterday, and he knows it's going to be a very, very busy June with this happening. I've got to feel you're going to move people to realize that, you know, what Donald Trump and his allies in Congress and in the administration did was really nothing short of an attempted coup. And, you know, do you really want these people in power not only taking away your ability to make a decision about your body via Roe versus Wade, but being able to literally try to overthrow government if they don't get their way and they won't stand by the will of voters? I think for many people, that's going to be a huge turnoff.
Well, Mark, right here in the great state of Wisconsin, the GOP had a convention down the road in Middleton this weekend, and 40% of their electors said, you know, let's overturn the last election. Mark, we've got GOP gubernatorial candidates like Rantham. Their entire candidacy is predicated on the big lie. Now, Mark, obviously, I think this is a big issue, but how do we move beyond this issue where we can get back to kitchen table issues if we can't preserve democracy?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. The Republicans, I mean, at the convention, you know, there may have been a shortage of baby formula, but there was no shortage of Kool-Aid drinking, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who believe these crazy conspiracy theories, and they voted that way, and they booed Robin Voss off the stage because he said a fact, which was there's nothing I can do to legally overturn the election, and they don't want to hear that. But again, that's a very small segment of the overall population. We just have to continue to be reasonable enough to say, no, you should be able to make decisions about your body. The economy, we have unemployment at almost a record low. A lot of things are going the right direction despite coming out of COVID. And while we do have inflation, you know, do you want this crowd back in charge? Or do you want to make sure that, you know, you actually have some of those freedoms that you deserve to have as a citizen? I think that argument ultimately is going to be strong for us. But, you know, there's also a lot of gerrymandering at the congressional races. We just saw some maps change in New York and in Rhode Island. And, you know, it's going to be a tough November no matter what.
Well, Mark Polkan, it's going to be a fun summer and a big primary coming up here in August. Hope to see you, sir, at the Democratic Party convention in our old stomping grounds in La Crosse later in June.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm looking forward to it, and we will see you up there.
Well, Congressman, thanks for coming around. Been far too long. Mark Polkad, our friend. Thank you, Mark. We'll catch up real soon.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
More Devils. We'll be right back.